Okay, so we're going to start by Amar Rabbi Tanchum, about two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Bereid Rabbi Yechia, Ish Kfar Akko, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Simloi, and some say, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Huna, but Amar Rabbi Huna Luchadei, and some say Rabbi Huna said it by himself. Bottom line is, we have the following statement. Talmud Shenida L'chvodo Nidoi Nidoi. If a Talmud, not a student, places somebody Nidoi, because I guess the person was mezalzel in the kavod of the Talmud, it's a valid nidui. The sanya is, we've learned this from the following brisa, menuda l'rav. So some, we have the rav in the Talmud. So the menuda l'rav, right? Menuda l'talmud. If the rav puts him in nidui, then the Talmud also has to. He's a nidui also for the Talmud. But menuda l'talmud, the Talmud puts him in nidui, ain't a menuda l'rav, and he's not considered menuda to the rav. It's only a partial nidui. It only applies to the individual who placed him in nidui. So Gemara says, Gemara explains, L'Rav Hu De'Ein Menuda. It's only not Menuda to his Rebbe, because it's only, we're talking about like a hierarchy here. It's only not Menuda to the Rebbe. Halakuli Alme Menuda. But he is still Nidoy for everybody else. You see a Talmud who puts somebody Nidoy, the Nidoy is valid. He doesn't need to get permission necessarily from his Rebbe. So Lamai. So what's the reason why this Talmud put this individual into Nidoy? Even Mila D'Shmaya, if it's talking about Mila D'Shmaya, meaning he did something wrong, like he saw him violate an Isser, so why would it not apply to the Rebbe? He did something wrong. The Pasuk says, Ein Chachma, Ein Tzvuna, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem. No one is smarter than Hashem. If he does something against Hashem, he puts him in Nidoy, it should be a Nidoy against for everybody. Elav L'Kvod Atzmo, must be that this individual violated the covenant of his Talmud. The Talmud puts him in Nidoy. Albeit the Nidoy is not valid for the Rebbe, but the Nidoy is valid for everybody else. So you see the Talmud who's put somebody in Nidoy due to a lack of kavod, shown to him, it's a valid Nidoy.
Shown to the student?
To the student, yeah. Shown to the student.
So why does it apply to
the Rebbe? Why does it apply to the Rebbe?
Because someone is good for offending person A,
right?
So why does it affect the whole world affect?
Because he didn't do it. Because I guess the rule is that the nidui that only affects the whole world is only if he violates an isser. If you poke him with your kavod, it's only going to affect people who are less on a lesser level than you. Those on a higher level than you, it's not going to affect because they didn't put him in nidui.
Right, but someone's poking my kavod.
Yeah.
How have you right?
Now that's a different question. I don't know who has the right to actually put somebody in nidui. If I insult you, can you just put me in nidui and then that's it? I don't know.
And then the whole world has to now be.
I don't know. Amar Rav Yosef, Sur b'mi Rabbanon Avadinu l'Nafshei b'milso d'sikle. A young Talmud Chacham can do the judgment by himself, I guess, and he can say that somebody owes me money, and he knows it for a fact, and he can go grab the money and take it. Question is, though, the Ritva brings down, is that the Gemara Bava Kam says anybody can do that. You have a din of Avad in his din l'Nafshei. So what does it mean that Sur b'mi Rabbanon can go, you know, self-help type deal? Anyone can do that according to the Gemara Bava Kam. So the Ritva says, and maybe it's here, that even if, usually if someone just goes and self-help and takes the law into his own hands, it doesn't look so good. So even if somebody Rabban, who should be on a higher level, if he's still certain he's allowed to do, he's allowed to grab it. But it's only if the Milsa of the Sikale, if it's somebody that he's vadai certain that the law is in accordance with him, that he's in the right.
He makes a determination.
Right?
It doesn't have to be adjudicated.
That's called other inish din nashe. It's a that you have a concept of a person goes and grabs because he's certain about the din himself, and the other person can get it right back. There's a whole to do about how that actually works. It's a little bit vigilante justice over here, so it's a little dangerous.
A says I'm positive I'm right, and then B says,
I'm positive I'm right. Okay. Now is an interesting story. Ahud Sorber Rabban to have a son who Shumanei. There was this young Talmud Chacham that there were rumors about him. Rumors about sexual misconduct, you'll see eventually. So he had these rumors about him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Heichi Levet. What are we supposed to do with this guy? Mishamte. If you put him in Nidoy, and then no one could speak to him, Shrichle Rabbanim. But we need him because he's a big Talmud Chacham. He teaches people, he helps people. He's a big Talmud Chacham. What are we supposed to do? Right, but lo l'shamte. If we don't put him in nidoy, hamidchal shema d'shmaya. He was mechal shem shemayim, and people will say, like, listen, just because you'll put other people in nidoy, we won't put a talmud chacham in nidoy. I mean, what's the story? He did something wrong. He's got to be put in nidoy. So what's going on? So amar lei. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, midei shmilach b'ha. Have you heard anything about this? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Bruchan says back to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, what does the Pasuk mean? It's Pasuk Malachi. He Siv say Kohen Yishmeru Das, the lips of the Kohen will keep the religion, V'Torah Yivakshon Mipihu, and you'll ask Torah from his mouth, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakos Hu, because he is, the Kohen is a Malach Hashem. So Im Dome HaRav LaMalach Hashem, if the Rav is similar to a Malach Hashem, meaning he's a Yirei Chet, he's not a violator, so then Yivakshi Torah Mipihu, then you can learn Torah from him. The Imlav, and if he's not similar to a Malach Hashem, what the definition of Malach Hashem is, I mean, everyone does, except for four people, everyone does Averus, so it can't just be Sam Averus. Imlav, Al Yivakshi Torah Mipihu. Then if he's not a tzaddik, he's not a good guy, you can't learn Torah from him. So Shamtei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda puts him in Nidui. Unfortunately, this is very Lamaisa, Mizman Zed. I mean, there are different types of levels of sin, I would believe. Rabbi Leibowitz has a 10-minute halacha shir on the YU website, which is actually 35 minutes of discussing this topic, which is, I've only 17 minutes in. But he says, over here we learn, first he starts off, he says that it's interesting because it's easy to look at the Gemara, I don't know where the Gemara is, but the Gemara has that Rav Meir followed Elisha ben Avua on Shabbos. Elisha ben Avua was riding his horse, giving shear to Rav Meir, and Elisha ben Avua follows him to the Tchum until Rav Meir says, until Elisha tells him, you have to stop, Achra tells him you have to stop because you're at the Tchum. And Rav Meir is learning from him. I mean, there's nobody who's a bigger problem than Acher. And they learn from him. So Gemara asks over there. The Gemara says, you know, maybe, you know, he says that Rav Meir found the Pasuk that he was able to learn from him. So he said that, so it's a difference between like a Talmud Chacham and a Stam guy. He can learn from him. But if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Poskim, they don't seem to make the distinction between, you know, a Talmud Chacham and a non-Talmud Chacham. So what's going on there? Also, like, what's the difference? I mean, they're definitely, I mean, if the rabbi's a predator, that you know, that's pretty bad. If the rabbi, you know, was, you know, he fell into his, he gave it.
Beautiful svarim.
Another question.
Have done something improper.
Right. Well, what's improper? Predatory acts, I think, is really, really bad. You know, that's really bad. A guy did an avera and he was infidelity. That's pretty bad. But at least he didn't. He wasn't. He's not a predator. It was, what?
It was a one-time deal.
Right.
Right. One time.
So. Okay, so he smoked on Shabbos, you know,
right,
or something like that.
One time, right.
He fell. It happens, you know. You shiver your
tzaddik.
Right.
It is said.
It's
one time and a pattern, and also what it was.
Right. The guy spoke Lashon Hara. He go to a Shabbos table and he speaks Lashon Hara. It's bad. Don't get me wrong. It's bad, but it's not taking advantage of a certain situation, certain position.
Right.
So, what he talks about. He quoted Rav Moshe Weinberger. He quoted Rav Moshe Weinberger. I got to find out if it's true. It's like 17 minutes into this year. Who said that if this individual wrote a book, you should put the book away and never look at it again. What is the difference between going to hear shir from him about reading stuff? What if you have a Rav who gave these beautiful, beautiful parsha shirim for years? And then do you look back at those parsha shirim? I mean, they're beautiful pieces of Torah. What do you do? So I'm only 17 minutes in of a 34-minute, 10-minute halacha shir. So when you go into the YU website and you click on the top of today's daf, it'll come up there. It'll, I forgot the name, but it'll come up there. What's the name of it? It's called 10-Minute Halacha. Right, here we go. 10-Minute Learning Torah or something like that from Disgraced Rabbis or something like that. But if you go on today's daf, you know, you'll find it right there. It's linked. Anyway, okay.
So the title itself is a misnomer.
May 1 should be the title, I guess.
Also, what was this case here? They had these rumors.
Yeah, so apparently there was strong, and must have been strong evidence. No, you'll see now what happened. What happened to him? But apparently there was strong evidence of certain type of sexual misconduct. Okay, L'sof Ichlish. Then the end of Yehuda, who put this Talmud Chacham into Chayyim, got sick. So Asu Rabbanim L'Shayulevei. So the Chacham came to visit him. V'Asu Ihu Nami B'Hadayu. And this Talmud Chacham went with them. I'm not exactly sure how, because not like you than Dalai Lama, so okay. But he came too. Karkazi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda saw this Talmud. Chayech, and I guess he smiled. Rabbi Yehuda smiled or laughed. So Amar Leis, so this Talmud says to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo misdayach kishamti luhu gavra. It's not enough that you put this guy into Nidoy. Ela chayuchi nami chayefi. But you're laughing at me? You're making fun of me? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda says to him, No. La bidach michaychana. I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing with you either. I'm not laughing at you. El the chiazina as I'm smiling for myself. The chiazlina lo hu alma b'dichli daiti. Because when I go to the next world, I'm going to be happy. That feel the gabri kivasach lo chanifale. Because I wasn't even mechanic myself to a guy like you. I stood my ground. I stood my ground even to a guy like you. That you know, big time chacham, and I still did what was right. So nach nafshe.
Did he get sick because he heard?
So that's a question. I don't know. Nach nafshe, it's usually in the Gemara that you juxtapose these two stories. It seems to be like that.
For a reason, right? Maybe he didn't act correctly.
I mean, he brings down the Sefer Chassidim over here, who says that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't choshes for that. I don't have to look at that. So then he dies. Then nach nafshe, he dies. Nach nafshe, Rabbi Yehuda. So asa lebe midrasha. So this Talmud comes to the base midrash. Amar lehu, he says to Chachamim, Sharuli, be matir me. It was a question also, like, what about doing tshuva? Like, maybe the guy does tshuva. Can you bring him back? I heard someone say tshuva is between you and Hashem, between people. You don't have. It's not like a certain rav who does something bad and then he rehabilitation or whatever, he serves his time. Can he now get a position again? I mean, what's the parameters?
A lifelong ban.
Right. What if he signs a contract and says he'll no longer do it? I don't know. So Amrulei Rabban and Gaber de Chashik Rabbi Yehuda Leka Hachud Lishrilach. There's nobody here of the stature of Yehuda who can be matter you. So El Azil Gabei de Rabbi Yehuda Nisir de Shilach. You can't go to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He'll be matter you. So Azil Kamei, he went there. Amrulei, so he says to him, Ravami, Puk Ayin Bedini. Go look into it. If you can find a reason that we can be matter him. So maybe I get the end. If he's rehabilitated, maybe you'll be matter him. So, right. Puk ayin bedine, imi bar le mishrele, and imi bar le mishrele shrele. If you find a reason to be matter him, then be matter him. So, Ian Rabbi Ami bedine, and so Ami looked into it, sub le mishrele. He thought that he has a reason to be matter him. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini gets up al raglav, and what else he gets up on? But Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini al raglav, the Amar Umash Shivcha Shol Beis Rebbe, the Shivcha Beis Rebbe, which we'll get to soon also. She put somebody in Nidoy, and Lo Nagul Chum Kalos Rosh Benidua Shaloshanim. The Chum didn't take that person out of her Nidoy for 3 years, right? Yehuda Chaverinu, Yehuda our Chaver Al Achas Kam VeKama. Achas Kam VeKama. We shouldn't be mad to him, I guess, for at least 3 years. So Amar Rabbi Zera. My de kaman de asa ha idna hay saba be midrasha. This old man, this person, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, what's he doing in the base medrash? He's never in the base medrash. Get to that in a second. What's he doing today? He's bedafkis in the base medrash. The hakama shani lo asa, for already a bunch of years he didn't come. So, and he's giving us the psak. The fact that he's here is indicative of something. Shema mina lo mi bar le mishrelei, must be that he's right. He's here for a reason. It's a sat, you know, sat le shmaya. So therefore lo shorelei. They weren't matir him. The question is, what does that mean that he was never in the base medrash? And the Maariv Chayes points out that nowhere else in Shas is Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, if you look it up, is Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani mentioned regarding the Dvar Halacha. He's always talking about Dvar Agadata, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. So the Maariv Chayes points out that because he's one of the, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani is pointed out as the Rabban de Agadata in the Yerushalmi and Maestros. He said there were two Batei Midrashim. There was the base medrash of Halacha and the base medrash of Agadata. And this Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani was always in the base medrash of Agadata. Today, Bedavka, he walked into the base medrash of Halacha. So Bedavka walking today, we're going to listen to him, because the reason why he's here must be because he...
Right,
he never went. He learned elsewhere. He learned in a different base medrash. Okay. So Nafak. So this Talmud Chacham was upset. You know, he was out and he was crying. Now this is wild. Asa Zibura Vitarke Amose. I think it means a bee or a wasp. Bee came and stung him on his makom. Right? Rashi says, Tosa says, Nashu Amaso v'yesh mefarshim mido kinegim mido mishum de nechshav biznus. So therefore he was bit there ushchiv and he died. So he died. Crazy. So Ailu l'ma'arad the chasides. They want to bury him. So they brought him to the cave of where they buried the chasidim. Viloki Bluhu, the cave didn't accept it. They bring that there was some snake that was blocking them. It wouldn't let him in. So Ailam Ara the Dayani. So they brought him to the Dayani to the cave of the Dayani for the Bezdin, Viki Bluhu, and there they accepted him. Well, didn't they accept him? The guy died in Israel. What's he being accepted? So my timer, what was the reason why they accepted him? And they gave the reason why wasn't his reason enough for the Hasidim to accept him. My timer, the Avik Kirabi Eloi. Because yes, he did an Aveira, but he did the Aveira in accordance with the dictum of Rabbi Eloi. Hisanya, you're going to Brisa, you lay Omer. Imroa Adam Shayitro Miskabir love. Someone says he's not going to be able to overcome his Yetzihara. Yelech Lamakam Shayin Makiun or so. He should go to a place where they don't recognize him. So they have, now he's incognito. Vilbar Shchorim, again, dressed in black. Visatif Shchorim, and wrap himself in black, so it's not Mabushe Chavor, and he's not recognizable. Vyasimash Libo Chafitz. And then do what he wants to do. Va'al Yechal Shayin Shemaim Brehesa. And therefore, he will not be Mechal Shayin Shemaim Brehesa. So this guy also, when he did the Aveira, he did it in a way that no one would find out. Yet everybody found out, that's why they had the rumors about him. So I'm not exactly sure how he did that. But the whole point where this started, where the rumors went out about him. So obviously.
Without
him,
he's not being a predator. He's doing
them
to you, Hashem, or
something. I think so. He's doing something wrong. Hey, he was the Mznus. Mznus is not. Is, I don't think Mznus is. I think there's a distinction. I think there's a distinction between being a predator and committing adultery.
Right.
Adultery is while it's wrong, it's consensual.
Having a passion to.
Right, and somebody, and the other person, you're not forcing. It's
right.
It's a consensual act.
Right.
I think it's. I mean, it's horrible, but it's much better than, it's not as bad as being a molester.
Taking off your
yarmulke, getting dressed in black. That's what it says here. The question, though, is the Eitzer really to go do the Aveira? So from Rashi, it seems to be, Mashali B'chafet, he says Aveira. Go do the Aveira. If they don't recognize, don't be Chilul Hashem. Tosfos brings down from Rabbeinu Chanan and says, that's impossible. We're not giving you advice how to go do an Aveira. If you get to go through all these actions and you put yourself in black and you see what you have to go through, and so you don't forget it. You know, it's a mechanism whereby hopefully you'll be able to conquer your Yetzirah. I saw that there. Someone says Mashalibo Chafetz doesn't mean what he wants to do right now. It's similar to that when the Rambam says that you beat the guy until he gives a get, because deep down inside, Libo Chafetz is do the right thing. So then when he gets dressed up in black, he'll do my Shalibu Chafetz, what his real Lev wants to do, which is not to do the Aveira. That's what I saw.
The story, it really doesn't make sense. The guy went and he did all this stuff. He did himself and everything.
Right.
So the only way to find out is somebody started a rumor, which is Lashon Hara.
Right.
Now you tell him, based on somebody's Lashon Hara, you put the guy in.
Well, they checked it out.
It
says that they checked it out. I don't know the background of it.
The guy that did the Lashon Hara is no problem.
Since you're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara.
Because you're not allowed, yeah. So that's not a problem. But you believe, and you don't take it to Din Torah, where you have Adim or something that's sort of verified. You just arbitrarily put.
Well, you're not. But you're not punishing him. Let's say he did commit adultery. You're not putting him in the Misa. You're putting him in Nidui. So you didn't do it.
Punishment.
So there was no adjudication.
Isn't it a punishment?
I guess so, but it's not.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. It's not an adjudication of the halacha.
Halacha makes an adjudication, but it's still, I mean, this is based on a lashon hara.
Right.
You're doing this to us.
But are the rules of engagement how we put someone into rock, put someone in this area?
I don't know.
Maybe
I've seen.
Maybe he didn't deny.
The only time I've seen it is in the Jewish press, the list of people, the recalcitrant huntsmen or in Sira for not showing the basin. I've never seen. I don't know. Have you seen anybody who ever put a needle because of an action?
Yeah, I have.
You do? What was the reason why?
Financial.
Okay. So now that we mentioned the Shivcha of Rebbe, so we'll bring the case of Shivcha of Rebbe. Shivcha of Rebbe is Rebbe Mahi. What's the story? The Amsa Debei Rebbe, his Shivcha, Chazis Lahagabra, Davi Machi Libno Agadol. She saw a man hitting his older son. So Amra, she says, Lahavi Hugabi Mishamta, this person should be in Nidoy, the Ka'avi Mishamta, the Iver loses Tita Mirshal, because he violated Lipna Iver, because by hitting the son's going to hit back. But interesting over here, the pasuk says, the Bryce says, "Let evil see the mishol, the makel of Noah Gadol custom adaver." You're hitting your older son because by nature he's going to hit back. So it's interesting. Brought down, say for Yad Malachi brings it down. We also saw that there's a machlokus as to whether or not you violate lifnei iver even if the person doesn't do the avera. Here it's clear that even if the person doesn't do the avera, you violate lifnei iver. Because look what Rashi says. He says. The cave and the gadolu shema mevayt ba'aviv. Maybe he'll hit the father, but habli iu machshilo, and he will be the one who's mashal him. So even if you didn't do the actual avera, even if the person who you're being the iver didn't do the avera, you still violate lifnei iver, which I believe those still happens to be a machlokas, or whether or not that's true. And I think there's like another gemara to remember somewhere else that seems to indicate that no, they only violate lifnei iver once the person does and does the avera. The father was hitting the son. But the son was old, the son was at the age where the most likely he would hit back. And if you hit your father back, makal v'vimo mosumas. So the father is violating lifnei iver by putting the son in the situation of where he may violate a mitzvah. Okay. So Reish Lakish, now this is also a difficult story. Reish Lakish had menate pardesa. He was watching a pardes. Also, who gathered with the achat te'eni. Some guy came and started eating the fruits from the orchards. Sarama bekala, Reish Lakish yelled at him to stop. Lo achach bein, didn't stop. So Amr lahave who gathered b'shamtov. So Reish Lakish says, this guy, financially, this guy should be in nidoy. So the guy turns back and says, no, you, Amr le, adarab, lahave ha who gathered b'shamtov. You should be in chayim, you Reish Lakish. If I owe you money, nidoim is what you're saying. Nidoim means chayv lecha. Why are you putting me in nidoim? To take me for the money. So apparently there must have been some sort of midrash where people would be able to take the fruits and then pay for it. Otherwise it's ganeva. So he says so aslo be midrasha. So they came to the base midrash. So amrulei they said to him shalom nidoim shalcha eno nidoim. They said to Reish Lakish, his nidoim is good, your nidoim is no good. So he says he's right. Umatakante. So what's your takana? So they said to him, Zilagabed Lushilach, go to that person to put you in Nidoy and let him be matched you. So he says, Lo Yadanule, I don't know who he is. So Amrule, Zilagabi Nisiyad Lushilach, go to the Nasi and he'll be matched you. The Tanya, the Bryce that says, Nidu, the aim of the name Nidoy, if someone put you in Nidoy, you don't know who it is. So go to the Nasi, go to the guy in charge, and he'll be matched you. I don't know how that applies nowadays. Say, so, well, someone puts you in Nidoy, can you go to Rabbi Billet and him to be matched you in Nidoy? You can go, how does it work that. Who do you go to? And he's got the biggest congregation. I go, so go to Rabbi Billet, Rabbi Weimer, go to Rabbi Tadelbaum, Rabbi Spiegel, Rabbi Frank, and who do you go to? I don't know how it works. Amar Rav Huna, they said to Rav Huna said, Bu Usha, in Usha, this is where the Sanhedrin was in the town of Usha, Hiskinu, they made a takana that Av Bezdin Sarach Eimen Adin Oso. If the Av Bezdin strays, we don't put him in Nidoy. El Omer Lo, we say to him, He kaveid v'shevi v'osecha. You know, you should be worried about your kavod and sit in your house, but don't put him in nidoy. But chazar v'sarach, if he does it again, minadin also be chilul Hashem. They give him a second chance, and if he does it again, they're minadin him because then it's chilul Hashem. So pliga the Reish Lakish and argues on Reish Lakish. To Am Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says tamachakim shesarach ein minadin also for hesya. Never put him in nidoy before hesya, even if he repeats himself. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Hosea, "V'chashalta hayom," I guess you failed today. "V'chashal gam navi imcha laila," right? Do it at night. Kaseu balaila. Do it at night. Al tivazeh oso farhesia. I guess would be the be. Don't. You know. So what does that mean? The whole point of does that mean just don't do the act during the day or don't let it be known? Because if it's not known, and if it's not known that he's in Nidoy, what's the impact? What's the effect? I don't know.
What are they saying? You should not
pick
someone in
the family who is a Talmud Chacham? Don't do it publicly, it seems to be. Don't do it before Hesia.
Don't do it at night.
Right, but does that mean do it at night?
As night.
And to know, do it at night doesn't mean as night, then no one sees it. But if no one sees it, maybe the only people see it would be the Talmud Chacham. But the rest of the people shouldn't see it.
How do you find out?
Then what's the point? I don't know. Marzucha Chasida. When he would have to put somebody in Nidoy, first he would put himself in the self-imposed Nidoy, then he would put the other person in Nidoy. Be together with him in the Tsar. He had the Isle of Bishuze, and when now he's in Chayrim, and he wants to go, I guess, to visit somebody, Sharli in Nafshe, he would matir himself first, Vahadr Sharli the day, and then he would be matir that Talmud Chacham. Amar of Gidol Amarav, Talmud Chacham Menad El Atzmo, V'Meifel Atzmo. A Talmud Chacham put himself in Nidoy, he can take himself out of Nidoy. Amar of Papa, Tesei Li, it's coming to me, I should get reward. Below Shamiti Tzur Bin Rabbanu Me'olam. I never put a Talmud Chacham in Nidoy. Ela Ki Mechai and Tzur Bin Rabbanu Me'olam. And I don't know what was going on in the Batei Midrash, that all these Talmud Chachamim would be subject to the concept of Nidoy. Either that they were doing stuff wrong, or their standard of care was much higher. I believe it was the latter. But so Amar Rav Papa Tesli Magiyali the Lo Shanti Tzur Bin Rabbanu Me'olam. I never put anyone in Nidoy. Ela Ki Kamachayev Tzur Bin Rabbanu Shamta. When somebody would be Mechayev Shamta, Hechi Avi. What do they do? I would do Ki Habim Rava Minu Anigda the Tzur Bin Rabbanu Below Minu Hashamta. I would whip him instead of giving him Nidoy. I don't know which one's better, but I would put him on the post and give him some lashes. They would prefer that, and I wouldn't put them.
So now you're giving
Makis. Well, you give Makis Mardus.
Now give Makis to somebody without adjudication either.
You can give Makis. Can? Yeah.
Right, so it wasn't just the momentary lapse in judgment.
It must have been a real, the guy did a real, did something wrong.
He kept the, probably repeat the
right. Okay.
Just one time.
So my Shamta, what is Shamta? What does it mean, Shamta? What does the words mean? So Amarav, Sham Misa. There's like a little bit of name of a Misa in there. Sham Tov. Sham Misa. B'Shmuel Amar, what does Sham Tov mean? It's from the Lashon of Shemama Yiyah. He should be Shemama. He should be like empty. Empty. Right? Umehanye Bey Kiticha B'Tenura. And the Sham Tov lasts like fat on the oven, that is like sort of absorbed in the oven, and you never get your name back. You never get it back to the way you never get to that pristine state again. Once you put a nidor, you come out, you still have that schmutz left on you. Upliga the Reish Lakish, but that argues the Reish Lakish argues. It's funny, Reish Lakish is going to be making when it comes to the Shamta, because I guess maybe because he was put into Shamta by this guy, right? Upliga the Reish Lakish, Amr Reish Lakish, Kashem Shenich Neses the Masayim Ba'Avnis Shmoni Levar. It's like a person goes into nidor with all 248 limbs. Kachka Sheyotze when he comes out, comes out of all 248 limbs. Kishinich Nesses, when he goes in, it goes in with all 248. Because the Pasuk says, when they captured Yericho, it says, V'haisai ir cherem. The ear is considered a cherem. Cherem v'gamachia masayim v'arabim yishmona havel. Cherem is equals 248. So cherem is 248. Kishiyotze, when you come out, the Pasuk says in Chabakuk, v'rogez rachem to score. Right? And rachem is also the same thing as gamachia hachi havel. Gamachia is 248. That the rogez, the effect of the cheim, the nidoy, comes out of all 248 limbs. So you go in with 248, you come out with 248, there should be no lasting effects. I don't know if that applies socially, but I guess he's saying legally that's how it applies. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Shidei Shamta Agnuda de Kalva. He put a Shamta on the tail of a dog. The Ihi Dida Avda, and it'll take care of it. It'll take care of it. But they had the story of the Hu Kalba that Achim assigned the Rabbanim. There was once this dog that was chewing up the shoes of the Rabbanim. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know who was ruining their shoes. They said Vishamtlis. They put in Nidoy whoever was doing it. Vishamtu, that they. So Itle Beinur Beginute Ve'achalte. In the end, a fire went out and ate up this dog. So you see that the Shamta has effect.
It was consumed the tail. Fire ate the tail. The whole door. They put the tail in
Cherem. Here he says that he ate the whole thing. So we gotta go to the book. Machlokas R scroll Masifta, who do we pass tonight? Like? Hahu Alma. Yeah.
Put him in Cherem.
Hahu, it's not Cherem, it's Nidoy. Cherem is the next step. Put him in Nidoy. There's a big difference. We said there was a difference.
I wasn't
going to say that. There's a difference as to the level of stringency that have to apply to each. Right. Hahu Alma, you had this strong guy, who was bothering this one Talmud Chacham. So us the Kaim of Rav Yosef, so this Talmud Chacham came for Rav Yosef, and he complained about it. So Amalei, Zil Shante, put him in Nidoy. Amalei, Mustafa Minei, I'm more scared of him than I put him in Nidoy. So Amalei, Shekini Pishcha Alai, write on the star his Shantai, that he's in Nidoy. And then show it to him. I guess, and then he'll leave you. He says, "Close the gate to this family. I'm even more afraid to show him on a piece of paper that I put him in Nidoy." So Amalei, Shaklei v'Achdei v'Kad. Take the letter that you put him in Nidoy and put it in some sort of jug. V'Achdei v'Kivrei and put it in the cemetery where there's nobody's there. V'Karibe Alfa Shipure, and I guess a blow 1,000 shofar blasts. V'Arba'im Yomi for 40 days. Azil Avin Hachi, he did this. Pakakado Miss Alma, and the jug broke, and this guy died. So he was bothering him, so he killed him. I don't. Another one of your stories to put down on your list. I don't know. So my shipure. So why do you blow shofar? It says shenifra'in mimenu. Because shofar has the same root as nifra'in. Shenifra'in mimenu, that you extract from him. So you blow the shofar in order to extract from the person who's bothering you. That's what he seems to be saying. So, my Tivra. I don't know. That's good too. That's a better answer.
Who's in charge? No, it's like yeah. Hashem
decides when. Yesterday's Dab says that there's certain people that Hashem says the Takana, the person can daven and uproot the Takana, talk about Dabin and Melech, the analyst. Yeah. So, my, this whole thing is hard. So, my Tivra, so why do we blow Shvarim? It says that you blow, why do you blow a Tivra is a Shvarim, I guess. So why you blow shavrim? Am Rav Yitzchak Rei Rav Yehuda Tavri Bote Rami. That's because they wanted to go up to the heights, right? The Sanya Am Rav Shumba Gamliel Komok Shachamim Neyam O Misa Oni. Any place where the Chachamim decided that something's gonna be bad, then either Oni or Misa comes out with it. And Shamta is one of those things. So they blow Shamta because Shamta, I guess, Tavra, because Tavri Bote Rami. I guess it reaches up to the heights. I'm not sure. Kolmer Shamta Mishaber Batim Gavoyim. The Shamta is going to break these houses. So the Shamta, I guess, is something that's very valid and it's efficacious. Okay, finished with the Nidoy Gemaras. Going back to the Mishnah in the beginning of our Perek that listed all those people who can cut their hair on Chol HaMoed, and listed amongst them was the Nazir and the Mitzora Mitumas LaTarasa. Machlokes how to read it, but the Nazir and the Mitzora who are exiting their Tumah. And now they're going to the Tara. So, Boi Minei Rabbi Yirmi Rav Zera. So Rabbi Yirmi from S Rav Zera. B'shelo Hayel Hem Pnai, Odil Ma'afsha Hayel Hem Pnai. Are we talking about, let's say, a Nazir and Mitzora who had time before Yontif to do their purification process, or what if they didn't have time to do their purification process, right? Because if they had time, then they're not necessarily onus. Maybe they wouldn't be able to cut their hair. So Amar Lei says to them, Tanina, we learned this in a Braisa. Braisa says, Kol Elusha Amar Mutar and Legaleich Moed, all those that we said that you're allowed to cut their hair on Moed, that's Bishalol Hayim Lepnai. That's only if they didn't have time before Moed. I mean, they got out of jail that moment, right? Aval Hayim Lehem Pnai, but if they had a Pnai, then Asurim. Then they're usher to shame, except but Nazir Mitzora, Ava Pisha Hailin Pnai Mutarim, and Nazir Mitzora, even though they had some time beforehand to go through the process, and they didn't go through the process, and now they want to do that process on Chol HaMoed, which includes cutting their hair, they're Mutarim. Why? Shelo Yashu Karbonoseyem, because we don't want them to delay their Karbonos. We want them to bring their Karbonos at the earliest possible time. Rashi says, Afagav the Tiglachas de Nazir Loma Akva, Tosa says, even though the cutting of the hair of the Nazir is not Ma'akav, is bringing his Karbon, it's the mitzvah to do. That's to do the process in the right order. You want to do the process, so you want to do. You don't have to sit in his tumah any longer. So we let him do. Even though he can technically bring the carbon beforehand, but definitely the mitzvah can't bring the carbon until he cuts his hair. So therefore, we let him cut the hair. We don't want to delay the carbonos. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa who's going to give two additional cases of people who are allowed to cut their hair on Chol HaMoed. So Tana, he says, HaKohen, the Kohen who finishes, I guess, his Mishmar, Kohen who finishes his Mishmar, and the Avel, who completes his Avelus, Mutar Migiluach. They can, or they may, cut their hair on Chol HaMoed, because they weren't able to cut their hair beforehand. So it's a little bit of introduction. So the Avel for 7 days, he's not allowed to wash, he's not allowed to do Giyutz, he's not allowed to cut his hair, no Rechitza, no Sicha, none of that. When he finishes the Shiva, begins Shloshim for another 23 days. There he's Mutar Brechitza, Sicha, but he still can't cut his hair or do certain type of laundering. So the Mishnah on Daf Yutes is going to say that the Regel, Yontif, is Mevatel and Avelus that started before it, beforehand. So if he sat for a moment before Chol HaMoed, then the Shiva ends, for Yontif, the Shiva ends on Yontif. And now if you had the Shiva and there's a little bit of Shloshim, meaning you completed Shiva and started Shloshim, then the Yontif is going to knock off the Shloshim. But if he didn't complete Shiva, right? If he didn't complete Shiva, and then the Yontif knocks off the Shiva, he may not be able to knock off the Yontif. Yontif may not be able to knock off the Shloshim, right? So only if you started to be knowing a little bit of the Avelus of Shloshim, does Yontif come and knock off the Shloshim. If it knocks off the Shloshim, then you're going to be permitted to cut your hair on Erev Yontif. If your Yontif will be able to knock off your Shloshim, you can cut your hair on Erev Yontif. That's what the Mishnah is going to say. So, Hai Avel Hechidami. Well, the Shloshim technically lasts till Lech Benchim, but you can cut beforehand because the Shloshim is going to knock you off. So, Hai Avel, this case of the Avel that Bryson mentions that's allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, Hechidami. What's the case? If we're going to say that his eighth day, meaning Shiva ended, and the eighth day is on Erev Yontif, that can't be, because the regel already knocks off the Shloshim. If the regel knocks off the Shloshim, he should be cutting his hair on Erev Yontif, because that's what the Mishnah New Test says. So Ella Chal Shmini Shelo Lios Mishabbos. The eighth day falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif. So Yontif is Sunday. The eighth day falls out on Shabbos. Tosa asks right away, how is it possible to have Shiva end on Shabbos? That means you bury somebody on Shabbos, and we don't bury somebody on Shabbos. So Tosa says maybe it was a Shmuel Krova, maybe it was a case of where the body wasn't around, you couldn't find the body, and the Shiva starts when you give up hope. So Tosa says, right, Kigon Shama Shmuel B'Shabbos, the Kvurasa Lo Hayah B'Shabbos. Impossible that the Kvura was on Shabbos. Uvi Yerushalmi Mokila Kishigaroso Chaya. Guy was eaten by something, or maybe in our day and age, maybe he was involved in an attack and you can't find the body. When it's Aishu Levakish, the morning of Mishashi, this Aishu. And then they gave up hope of recovering the body. And from the moment they gave up hope of recovering the body, that's when we start the Shiva. So that could have been on Shabbos. So what's the case? Shechal Shmi Shilo Yos B'Shabbos, which is Erev Aregel. So this, he finishes his Shiva, and the eighth day is Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif. So technically, Shloshim is going to knock off the Yontif is going to knock off the Shloshim. So he should be able to shave on Erev Yontif. But he can't shave on Erev Yontif because of Shabbos. So he's an Onus. And therefore, since he's an Onus, maybe he should be able to shave on Kol HaMoed. Because he was Onus. Okay? So Shchal Shmini Shlo Yos B'Shabbos, Erev Regel. So the Gemara says, Ibai Leili Gluchei Erev Shabbos. He should be able to... But so the Gemara says, no, if that's the case, in this case, he should be able to shave on Friday. Right? Because even though Erev Shabbos, he didn't finish his Avelus, since Erev Shabbos is the seventh day, nevertheless, he was matir to do shaving. So mixes on Kulo, so then on Erev Shabbos he should have been. So therefore, what would happen? That means on day seven, which is Friday, his Shiva ends in the morning, his Shloshim begins. Since Yontif is going to knock off the Shloshim, he should be able to shave. So he goes, and Umod Chacham Abashol, Bechal Shmini Shalagos B'Shabbos, Erev Regel, Mutl Gadak for Erev Shabbos. Even the Chachamim who argue with Abashol, and they don't mix his own Kulo, in this case they agree. So what's the case? Shalot Tzricha, Shechal Shvi Shalot, Lios B'Shabbos, Erev Regel. The seventh day of his Shiva falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif. So therefore, there was never a point in time where his Shiva ended, where he was allowed to shave. And therefore he was ushered to shave before Yontif. So the Brisa says he can still shave on Chol HaMoed. So Tanur Berurah, the Brisa holds, Savar Laka Abashol, the Brisa holds like Abashol, the Amar mixes Yom Kikulo. The Brisa holds a mixes Yom Kikulo, and since he was knowing a little bit of Avelus on the seventh day, which is Shabbos, so his Avelus ends on Shabbos, the Shloshim begins on Shabbos, Yontif is on Sunday, he's going to knock off the Shloshim, therefore he had a permit, he had a time before Yontif where he should have been able to shave, well, he was an onus, he can therefore shave on Kol HaMoed. The seventh day counts for Shiva, the last of Shiva, and the first of Shloshim. Became in Shabbos, Havi Onesu. That's what, so he can shave. But Tana Didon Sarva Lokin Rabbanan. Our Mishnah holds like the Rabbanan. The army lower means mixes Yom Kulo. We don't say mixes Yom Kulo. Therefore, what? The seventh day, Shiva ends at the end of the seventh day.
Right.
Shloshim never started. So Yontif is. Right, so Yontif doesn't knock off Shloshim, because Shloshim never, the only time Yontif knocks off Shloshim, if you were knowing Shloshim a minute beforehand.
Right.
Shloshim never started, so Yontif doesn't start off. Start.
Yeah, I'm sure it's 7th day, 7 and 8?
7 and 8, yeah, mixed up with Kulo. That's what we hold like, yeah.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So Shloshim never got knocked off.
Shloshim can only get knocked off if it gets off the ground. It's a little counterintuitive. It can never get knocked off unless it gets off the ground. Right. So Tana Didan Sabla Karabanda, I'm the lower mean Mr. Kulo. So Kati Lo Shilem Avelus to Shiva. He still didn't finish the 7 days. He never finished the Shiva. And if he didn't finish the Shiva, so Avelus didn't start, and therefore the regular is not Mevatalit, and therefore even if he wasn't Erev Shabbos, he never had a time where he would mutter to shave.
Right.
So he's not considered an Ones, and therefore he can't shave on Kol HaMoed.
So technically, the Shloshim would have started after Yontif.
Shloshim would start after Yontif, according to Rabbanan.
There was never a time when he was ready.
When he could, would have the head to the shave, and therefore there's no Ones, and therefore there's no head to shave on Kol HaMoed. Okay. So, Hai Kohen Hechidami. What's the case of the Kohen that we said the Brisa says the Kohen can cut his hair, and our Mishnah leaves it out? Tosafos asks, who says just because our Mishnah left it out that they don't agree that you're allowed to do it? Maybe the Mishnah left things out. The assumption of the Gemara is that it was left out. Then it's not. It's the mission doesn't agree to it. So Hai Kohen Hechidami. What's the case? Now remember, all the Kohanim they finish their mishmar. They finish their mishmar on Shabbos. So everything is taking place on Shabbos. We can't shave anyway. So Hai and they're not allowed to cut their hair during the time that they're serving. So Hai Kohen Hechidami. Mishmarto be'erev beregel, that his mishmar ends on Erev Yontif, meaning that the regel falls out on Sunday, and he finishes his mishmar on Shabbos. Ivoyle ligluche erev regel. He would have a heter to shave now on.
No, he should have cut his hair before Erev Yontif.
He should have cut his hair on Friday.
Right.
He should have cut his hair on Friday.
Yeah, it's part of the mishmar.
I guess because that's he's allowed to. Rashi says, "Klomav re'er Shabbos shehu erer regel damrinan." We say on daf Yudalid, "Anshe mishmar asur migiluach ubechamishim mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos." On Thursday they're allowed to because of kavod Shabbos. So he should have done it on Thursday. So lo tzricha dishalim mishmarto beregel. What happens here is that his mishmar finishes on regel. Rashi says, "Higoin dahave yom chamishi yom rishon shel regel." That Thursday, which is the day he would be permitted to cut his hair, is yontif. The lo matzi legaleach dahave yontif ushalim mishmarto b'shabbos shehu yom shlish liberegel. And then, so he can't shave on Thursday. He's not allowed to shave on Friday. Shabbos he can't shave. So Sunday he can shave because it's Chol Hamoed. Because he was ones beforehand, he couldn't shave. Because on the day that he had a heter, that he wouldn't have had a heter to shave, which was Thursday, that was Yom Kippur.
You can't do Wednesday.
Yeah, I guess not. So Tana Didan, our Tana holds, Tana Didan Savar, Kevan Ditnan. Since our Mishnah, which holds that he can't cut his hair on Chol Hamoed in this case, because the Mishnah says, Bishlosha Prakim Mishana, on the Shloshes Regalim, right, kol ha-mishmaros shavos b'amuri ha-regalim, hayu kol ha-mishmaros shavos b'amuri ha-regalim, b'chilek lechem upon him, u'b'chilek lechem upon him. So he says that all the mishmaros serve on yontif. So if all the mishmaros serving on yontif, this person's mishmar doesn't end. We're talking about here now, whereas mishmar technically ended, right, so that Shabbat, it's not over. It's kamadu lo sholem mishmar to beregel dami. It's as if he didn't finish his mishmar, but he's still getting a portion from it. So therefore, he would be usher to shave on Chol Hamoed, not because of any other reason other than a Kohen not allowed to shave during his Mishmar. So this guy, since on Yontif, everyone's in the Mishmar, he can't shave, he can't cut his hair. But Tana Bura, but the Brisa that mentioned that he can cut his hair on Chol Hamoed, says, Afa God the Shaykh Bahanak Mishmaros, Mishmartei Miya Shlumile. It's not his Mishmar. This is a generic Mishmar that everyone's allowed to partake in the Karbonos. But it doesn't mean that he's allowed to do the Avoda, it's not his Mishmar. So therefore, he wouldn't be permitted to shave. He could have cut his hair because he was onus on Thursday, because on Thursday he was regel and he couldn't cut his hair. So Tana Rabbanan, Kol Eil Sha'amr Mutar Megalei Pomoed Mutar Megalei Pomoed Me'Avon. Anything that the Mishnah mentioned that you're allowed to cut your hair on Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to cut your hair when you're an avo. So you get out of jail. All those cases, cut your hair when you're avo. But the Mishnah says, "Matayim Abraisa." That contradicts this. It says Asurim. You're not allowed to. So steer the Brisos. Steer the Brisos. Amr of Chizda, Amr of Shila, Ki Tana Hacha. When the Brisos says Mutarid, it's B'shetachafu El Abola. It's a case where he had consecutive Avelus. One Avelus ended, another Avelus ended. So we're allowing him to shave on Chol Hamoed. But the Gemara says, if it's B'shetachafu Abola, if it's talking about a case where you have this consecutive Avelus, what's the difference that he was that? What is talking about the Brisa about those people who are permitted to shave on Chol Hamoed? They can do it when they're avel also. Anyone can do that. Anyone can if you have the consecutive avelos. I feel kol minami. The time you talk away avelos zechar zeh hichvitz arav mekel batar or mechabes kusav amayim. You can cut your hair and take and launder your clothing. Someone says no, it's different. Ha itmar Allah amar of chizda batar lo misbray. You have to do a shinoi. You can do a razor. You can't use scissors. B'mayim lo manes ba'ol. You can use water. You can't do soap. So regular people in this instance, if they have this consecutive avelos, they have to do a shinoi when they cut their hair or launder their clothes. But the people who are listed in the Mishnah, if they have consecutive avelos, then they can cut their hair regularly and wash their clothing regularly. Okay, we'll have to let's just figure out over here. Amr Chizda Zosameres Avil Aser B'Tichboses. Then a regular avil, a stam regular avil, is aser to wash his clothing even in water. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.